Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, putting everyone else's needs before your own? You know that feeling when you're so exhausted but still manage a smile because that's what good people do. Well, guess what? That's not how we roll here. We're all about taking control, living with intention, and yeah, even practicing a little self-love. Because let's be real, folks, in today's world, it's easy to get swept up in the hustle, chasing deadlines, comparing ourselves to others, and forgetting about that most important person. You. Self-love isn't some cheesy concept, it's a superpower. It's the foundation for living a happier, more fulfilling life. So, how do we actually put this self-love thing into practice? I've got 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-care game. First things first, ditch that inner critic. We all have that voice in our heads whispering doubts and negativity. Instead of letting it run the show, challenge those thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, "I can't do this," or "I'm not good enough," reframe it. Tell yourself, "I'm capable, I'm learning," or even, "This is a chance to grow. You've got this." Remember, you wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a loved one. Next up, make time for activities that genuinely bring you joy. What lights you up? Reading? Painting? Hiking? Dancing like nobody's watching? Schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. It might feel counterintuitive at first, especially when life gets busy, but trust me, these moments of joy are essential fuel for your soul. Think of it as investing in yourself, the best investment you'll ever make. Speaking of investment, let's talk about boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for self-love because it means honoring your needs and values. It's not selfish, it's self-respect. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your goals. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources. Use them wisely. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. That thing we all struggle with sometimes, comparison. It's like scrolling through Instagram and feeling instantly inadequate because everyone else seems to have it all figured out. But remember, social media is a curated highlight reel, not real life. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember, you're doing amazing things. Finally, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your entire perspective. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. A sunny day, a delicious meal, a supportive friend? These little moments of gratitude add up and make a huge difference in how you feel about yourself and your life. You ever have those days where everything feels overwhelming? You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, maybe even a side hustle or two. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and forget to take care of yourself. Remember that friend who always seems to handle everything with grace and a smile? They probably have a self-care routine they swear by. Maybe it's a morning yoga session, an evening walk in nature, or simply carving out time for a good book before bed. Whatever works for them, it's helping them stay grounded and balanced. So, what's your go-to self-love ritual? Whether it's taking a long bath with a good book, treating yourself to your favorite takeout, or simply saying no to something that doesn't serve you, remember, you deserve to be treated with kindness and respect, starting with yourself. Listen up because this is important. We've talked about the power of self-love, ditching the inner critic, making time for joy, setting boundaries, embracing your uniqueness, and practicing gratitude. These aren't just random tips, they're building blocks for a happier, more fulfilling life. So go out there and start treating yourself like the amazing person you are. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do this week to practice more self-love? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, the future is yours. Take control daily. And don't forget to be kind to yourself along the way.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.